You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the D-Rays Bay Playoff Podcast Series coming at you with our ALDS Game 2 Instant Reaction. I am Brett Rutherford, joined by Danny Russell and Rays outfielder Brett Phillips. No, I'm just kidding. It's the other Brett Phillips. But the Rays have tied the series up at one apiece. It was a 7-5 victory. And boy, oh boy, did they take it down to the very last at-bat. Pete Fairbanks... squeaky bum time is what I like to call that, but ends up getting the save, two big strikeouts, and an Aaron Judge ground out to end the game. Rays win it. Series is tied at one. Boys, whew, I don't know. Are you guys even prepared
to
be
recording
podcasting?
This. We're recording this right at the game ended
minutes.
60 seconds ago, maybe 120 seconds ago. Who threw up?
I almost threw up. Like, that's not even a joke. I have a sensitive stomach, and I almost
it was one of those that, again, I went into the ninth. We had a 3-run lead, and I didn't feel all that nervous. And again, maybe I'm just way too naive. When the walk started happening, that's when the nerves set in.
Yeah.
And Pete Fairbanks with those big old eyes, he got it done. And I mean, great performance,
so,
by the way.
Overarching narrative of this game, if you think about the narrative from game one, is that Kevin Cash was not his normal manager self.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was not aggressive in his management. In this game, Kevin Cash said, F it, you're getting my best. Mm-hmm. You get Glasnow. You get Castillo until done. You get Anderson. He was great. You get Fairbanks. You get the best that the Rays pitching staff had to offer. And Fairbanks was not his best self in the ninth inning. I mean, back-to-back walks to start it out to get you into the freaking buzzsaw that is the Yankees offense. I know that's a metaphor usually for for pitching, but I can't help but think just like the Bugs Bunny cartoon where you just keep on trying to throw it and then there's just home run after home run after home run. That's what this Yankees lineup feels like this series. It's horrendous. Yeah. And you could just feel the horror setting in after those two walks.
Yeah, and I felt like that the entire game. I mean, it's fun. I almost didn't believe this when I just checked it just now, but the Yankees got 5 hits that game. Hmm. They kind of were, like, for the most part, held in check by Rays pitching if there wasn't, you know, 11,000 walks. I mean, we can talk about the strikeouts for sure.
Yes, that's exactly right. 18.
That's a major league record.
Major league record in strikeouts in that game. Did it feel like the Rays were in total control of that game, you guys?
When it was Castillo and Anderson, yes. I know Castillo got into a little trouble. But those two, Nick Anderson, player of the game. And we had some great offense tonight. We're going to talk about those guys. But for Nick Anderson to come in with two guys on, strike out the side, and give a 1-2-3 ending in the eighth, his best performance of the season, maybe one of the best performances he's had in a Rays uniform.
And those two innings were fewer pitches than Fairbanks threw in the ninth.
Yeah.
That ninth took 10 years. I mean, that was crazy. So not only did the Rays set a major league record with 18 strikeouts, Tyler Glasnow broke another franchise record. He broke Blake Snell's record from last night, Blue Jays series, of 9 strikeouts in a postseason game. Glasnow topped that and went with 10 tonight. Let's talk about Tyler Glasnow. He gave up 4 runs off of 2 home runs. But other than that, the stuff was there. 10 strikeouts, only gave up 3 hits. And I think the lasting image is going to be that Stanton home run that flew off the bat. But other than that, Glasnow was amazing tonight. And it was really awesome to see him bounce back.
The Rays needed to respond to last night's bloated ninth inning loss with a statement against the Yankees, and Tyler Glasnow absolutely delivered on that. DJ LeMahieu leading off. Fielding, let's get that started. But then Glasnow just threw straight gas, 101 miles an hour. The hardest he has ever thrown was tonight against the Yankees, striking out Aaron Judge. And then Hicks had a walk after that, but whatever. He threw way too many pitches in the first inning, but we started out super strong. I love those first two outs, and it was the response needed after last night's loss.
Yeah, he wasn't tipping any pitches tonight or whatever. I mean, Glasnow, if the story of the pitching, the Rays pitching yesterday, was that Blake Snell wasn't getting any swinging strikes on his breaking stuff, the Yankees were able to really identify what was going on for the most part. I mean, if they were doing that with Tyler Glasnow, it might not even have mattered, because the breaking pitches, that ridiculous 80-mile-an-hour curveball was so fantastic. I mean, even if you know it's coming, you still know the shark from Jaws is coming, but it's still going to get you. So, I mean, it was ridiculous.
It is incredible to see how many swing and misses Glasnow can get on that curveball on balls that don't even reach the dirt. But we're talking about how great the Rays pitching was tonight, and it was. But they gave up 5 runs, which means to win this ball game, the Rays offense was really going to have to step up, and that they did. And who else to get it started tonight but Randy Arozarena? Opposite field home run in the first inning off of Davey Garcia. And, I mean, what's the ceiling for Arozarena? Like, when is he going to stop? What else can he do in this postseason? He looked good in left field again tonight.
I mean, on a full count in the first inning, he hit that home run off the top of that thick wall in right field. You know, I'm talking just the boing right off the top. Statement to start the game.
Mike Zunino.
When Arozarena, when he struck out towards the end of the game on a 3-2 count, I found myself legitimately surprised. Like, I truly just expected it was going to be like some sort of double to the gap because he's been hitting the ball so solidly for weeks now.
It was going to be a double to the gap that he turns into a triple.
Exactly.
Sure.
His helmet flies off when he rounds first.
I'm remembering Voit, if you watched this game, but if you didn't, Voit had an incredible dive while keeping his toe on first base, where he was kind of like floating horizontal to the ground to reach out and snag a very errant throw by Urshela to first base that Randy was just hustling down the first baseline. Like, even when Randy is out, even on a strikeout, it's on a full count. Yeah. Even when he's out at first, it took a highlight reel play that in a loss, you will remember that play by Voit. I mean, Randy is just something special.
Yeah. And even with all the high leverage situations in the bullpen, my favorite moment from this game was the Manuel Margot home run that came in the third inning. It made it a 5-1 game. It was off of J-Hap, and the emotion from Margot rounding the bases. I just got to talk about this series. If you're a neutral fan, and if you're listening to this, you're probably a Rays fan. But this is going to be a classic series, it feels like. And the emotions at the end, and I want to give the TBS broadcast a lot of credit, and the angles they were getting and some of the camera shots. They would cut to Glasnow, who just looked pale-faced in the dugout. Kevin Cash, you couldn't see much behind his mask, but you could see his eyes. There was a tinge of fear in there with Peter Fairbanks struggling on the mound. Cutting back and forth, I thought it was great work by TBS. This is going to be a fun series. It's 1-1 now. I have a feeling we're going to be playing baseball on Friday. And it's going to be, if you thought tonight was nerve-wracking, wait and see until you see the rest of this series. But the Manuel Margot home run takes the cake for my moment of the night, especially with everything that's happened with him this season.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What do you guys got?
I mean, I'm still thinking about Nick Anderson's incredible outing.
Yeah.
That strikeout when he climbed the ladder against Sanchez, 97 at the top of the zone. DJ LeMahieu was framed at 98 from Nick Anderson, just outside the top of the zone. And then Aaron Judge just like swinging at a breaking ball that hit the ground. I mean, it was up, it was away, and it was down. Nick Anderson was using the full range of CB Buckner to his benefit.
CB Buckner. Let's talk about CB Buckner. The strike zone was probably the worst we've seen all postseason. And one of the worst zones I can remember seeing in a Rays game. It was bad for both sides. Both teams got calls, and both teams had some missed calls that hurt them in some key situations. But again, I'll say the case for robot umpires is there. And CB Buckner, that was just not his best performance tonight behind the plate. I don't know who we're getting in tomorrow's game, but
I mean, the first three-ish into the fourth inning, I was like, CB's not going to be a problem. And then the Zunino at bat happened.
That was rough. God. That was the one where it was two pitches out of the zone, right?
The changeup away, and then I think it was a slider high or something like that. Just nowhere near the strike zone.
Yeah, CB Buckner completely took the bat out of Zunino's hands in that case.
And it almost came back, you know, it was going to hurt the Yankees in the ninth inning. It would, and Glaber ended up walking anyways in that bat, right? Or he struck out.
He did, yeah, he ended up walking. But you're right. I mean, if he's going to call a pitch that's a good, like, three baseballs above the strike zone, if you're the Yankees, you got to be like, wow, I better be swinging at anything. And that's really surprising, again, considering how wild Fairbanks was. It's not like he's like a stud reliever who gets the benefit of the doubt in these cases. He just was absolutely all over the place. So, I mean, CB Buckner really, I mean, in a lot of ways, bailed the Rays out of the ninth inning in that case. Yeah. But that said, credit to Pete Fairbanks for coming back and striking out two of the Yankees pitchers, because even, you know, in that moment, I mean, when you talked about how great the TBS broadcast was, it seemed like every time they were cutting to Pete Fairbanks, his eyes were so wide, he looked like a scared horse. Kind of like fits with the stable, I guess, mentality.
Of course.
But I mean, again, credit to like pushing through that to just throw, I say, strike. I mean,
Fairbanks was throwing 99. And that's true. He got his strikeout up, he got his strikeout in, and then he got the ground out from Judge. All in all, a great response from Fairbanks. I think he threw too many pitches overall.
Understatement of the day.
For his use, tomorrow or game three, for game three or tomorrow, game four after that. I've got two people I want to shout out from this game that I think are unheralded. Number one, we have the return of Austin Meadows. Mm-hmm. Hitting at the top of the lineup. He looked really messy in his first at bat. He looked
still worked a full count.
A little better in the next one. And then he hit a home run. And that home run was glorious. But that was exactly where I was going with that. He did exactly what vintage Austin Meadows would do. Even if his swing is looking a little wonky and you can tell he's still trying to like warm up back into what a normal plate appearance would be for him, he was gobbling up pitches.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like was there an at bat that was fewer than eight pitches that wasn't the home run? I'm not sure.
The strikeout in the eighth, I think, was on four or five pitches.
Okay.
But he had already done his work for the day.
To keep it going. The other guy I really want to shout out, actually, I'll make it three. Also on offense, I need to give credit where it's due to Joey Wendell, who had an incredible night at the plate, including that dribbler up the left field line, but in general, just quality at bats against some very good pitching when I did not expect him to do so. But G-Man Choi's defense tonight.
Yes, much
failed the Rays out over and over and over again on throws that he made look like an easy throw.
Mm-hmm. Carrying over from last night too. He made a couple really nice plays when the pitchers had to step up. He had to catch a Blake Snell rocket that was rolling up the third baseline, and Snell turned around and fired it over him. Having Choi back at first base is such a welcome sight. I want to talk about Meadows some more. We were critical of Kevin Cash last night from in game one and some of the decisions he made. When this lineup came out with Meadows at the top and the DH, there was no Yoshi was not in the lineup. Which was not a shock, but maybe something that was there to talk about. He did get an at-bat. Meadows at the top of the lineup. He was DHing. And a guy that just hasn't played a whole lot of baseball recently gets that start and did really well, I thought, in the leadoff spot. Got on base twice. We talked about the home run, drew a walk, worked counts, you know, helped the rest of his teammates out. I know Brandon Lau didn't pick up any big hits today. He was 0-for-4 at the plate. But, yeah, I really liked the decision there from Kevin Cash. I liked the maneuvering. You bring in Tsutsugo for Margot. I believe that was to face Ottavino. And then you bring in Brett Phillips to play defense. I thought that was managed perfectly. And obviously the bullpen, when you get to go Glasnow, Castillo, Anderson, Fairbanks, it's hard to really mess that up if you know those guys are throwing the night. But Kevin Cash, I thought, managed that beautifully, let Glasnow go back out, but pulled him after that first walk. Castillo comes up and cleans it up. He gets into trouble the next inning. Anderson comes in and cleans that up. And then I had Ryan Thompson ready to go if things were to get a little bit dicier in the ninth inning. But ultimately, Fairbanks closes it out. And
those are the four pitchers you want going. And if before this game, if you say those four pitchers are going to pitch and the Rays are going to win, you're like, yeah, of course. What happens in game three?
Mm-hmm. Do you think any of these guys are available tomorrow night out of the relievers that threw today?
I think Anderson is. I think Anderson and even Castillo might be.
I would think Castillo is probably first on the list. Anderson, yeah, if you see an opportunity to close out a ball game and take a 2-1 series lead. But Castillo, I don't know what his pitch count was, but he threw just the one inning, came out for the next inning, so that's another up. But I would say either of them are available. Fairbanks, probably not. But if you see a situation where, you know, where Anderson can come in and help you get a 2-1 series lead, why not? Let's do it.
If it hits the sixth inning and the Rays are up by one and it's there's a runner on second, I think Anderson comes in. I think that's
and he's shown he can do it. He did it in the wild card series when they put him in after it with a 6-run lead. Kevin Cash, if he's going to be aggressive from here on out, he will go to Nick Anderson. But yeah,
question: did Fairbanks get a save tonight?
Yeah, he was a 3-run lead.
Should have.
It was a 3-run game when he came in. Yeah. So yeah.
So his only two career saves are in the postseason.
Yep. Yeah. That is right. I will say there is someone in our Slack chat that when we were being a little negative last night said that the mood would be a lot different tonight, and I wasn't quite sure that was going to be the case. But it was Glasnow on the mound, the bullpen, the stable, the home, you know, the obvious home runs from Manuel Margot and Mike Zunino to carry the Rays back into the series. And Charlie Morton, haven't seen him in a while. He's going to be on the mound. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, he's on the mound tonight. Brand new series. Best of three. Let's do it.
Hey, before we go, you know we have to talk about it. Giancarlo Stanton. Holy crap, dude. He had the home run off of Glasnow that was like an excuse me swing. He didn't even mean to swing. And it was just a rocket in the outfield. And then his home run that looked like it went 6,000 feet.
Well, anyone that watched the game on TV, we don't need to talk about the second home run because they saw it 1,000 times.
Yeah, I think they I think they showed it on TBS 11 times. I counted, and they showed that replay 11 times, and they talked about it so much into the inning of the next that even though the Rays were up by like a run in the fifth inning, I felt like they were down by like two or three runs.
To
it
be
felt
fair,
so
it was
awful.
An interesting moment in the game because Glasnow, if you remember, had four consecutive pitches above the zone. He was still pumping the high heat, but he was just completely missing the strike zone. Mm-hmm. And then Giancarlo Stanton comes in and he throws 96. So he pulls off a couple miles an hour. He feeds 96 down and in to Stanton. Nothing happens. So he's like, oh, I'll do that again. You can't throw Stanton the same pitch twice, first of all.
Definitely not.
Second of all, I mean, that was one of the most impressive home runs we will ever watch. And I know that they showed it 11 times. I don't care if they showed it 12 times. That was just outrageous.
It was. Glasnow, though, to his credit, after that, struck out the next three batters, struck out the side, ended up striking five out of his next six batters, retired six in a row. He really got back on the horse. And if you look at the stat line, gave up four runs in five innings. Doesn't look great, but he really was on his game tonight. If you take Giancarlo Stanton out of the game, he didn't give up a run. And I know you just can't do that, but really happy with Tyler Glasnow. I think that's where we need to leave it off. So that is going to do it for our Instant Reaction podcast. Thank you to Danny and Brett for hopping on. Man, oh man, I said yesterday that it was not fun to do these after a loss. Sure is fun to do these after another win. Rays tie it up 1-1. If you want these instant reaction podcasts downloaded directly to your device every single morning after a Rays playoff game, make sure to subscribe to our podcast feed. Make sure to keep checking out all of the great playoff coverage over on draysbay.com. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Time to go throw up.